Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. Wednesday morning here on KSJE. It's time once again for our weekly visit with Ron Price, who is here with me in Studio A, to talk this week about relational needs.
Yes.
And there are 10 of them. That seems like a lot.
You always say that. I guess I just now realized I'm in Studio A. How many studios do
you
we have?
You are in Studio A. We have A, B, and C.
Oh.
And you want to move around? Yeah.
No.
Okay.
I made it to the top. I don't
You're
want to
an
go
A.
anywhere.
That's right.
That's right. Relational needs. Scott, we need each other. We need each other. There's a video. Sometime go to YouTube and watch Best Shift Ever.
Okay.
Best Shift Ever. It's about a waitress.
Okay.
And these folks decide to prank her in a positive way.
All right.
So she gets $1,000 tip. That's her first prank.
Wow.
She gets 2 free tickets to Hawaii. That's her second prank. She gets an offer of her dream job. That's her third prank. She gets a brand new car. That's her fourth prank. I wouldn't mind being pranked that way.
Holy smokes, right?
And she's freaking out, like, what is happening to me here? And then they go outside and they say, see that car? That's your car. Let's see who's driving the car. And out from the car, Scott's, comes one of her best friends that she hasn't seen in years. And she just loses it.
Wow.
She
yeah.
just goes to pieces, falls to the ground and on her knees, ecstatic. She just got $1,000 tip. That would put a smile on my face. She got free tickets to Hawaii. I wouldn't mind that. Dream job, new car. She loses it when she sees her friend. And that just speaks volumes to me. Scott, I'm curious, Mr. Radio Personality, what does that say to you?
Well, that maybe human connections are more powerful and important than material ones.
You know, I didn't set you up for that either, did I?
No.
But I trusted you, and you gave a perfectly good answer. We do.
Thank goodness.
We get, really, take something out of petty cash.
Yeah.
We get on each other's nerves sometimes. What's that expression? To live above with the ones we love, that's going to be glory. But to live below with the ones we know, that's a different story. There's some humor in that. And we do. We irritate each other from time to time. But, Scott, we need each other. I don't know. Maybe there are some among us who could be hermits, true hermits, who never want to interact with another human being. Boy, my heart goes out to him. That, to me, is not a healthy state of mind. I don't know. What do you think?
Well, I agree. And I think we had some actual real-life experience in that through the pandemic when we couldn't have human connections
yeah.
as much as
yeah.
we maybe would like to, right? And yeah. so I think that what we're talking about really came to fruition here a couple of years ago.
And there are people still suffering from that.
True.
Emotionally,
that's
socially,
true.
Relationally, and so forth. No, that's a great example. And boy, if we didn't have Zoom, I mean, Zoom... I know people got tired of Zoom, but
yeah.
can you imagine the pandemic if we didn't have at least that ability
sure.
to
right.
connect virtually? So
true. And
crazy.
I'm reminded of the movie Castaway with Tom Hanks, mm-hmm. of being alone
Perfect.
And seeing what happened, right, to
and so,
him.
Go ahead. What did he do?
Well, you know, he made a friend out of a volleyball, right, or whatever
yeah.
that was,
yeah.
Wilson.
Yeah.
And, you know, and that was his connection, even though there wasn't really a connection there, but in his mind, he made a connection.
And he talked to it, and he
right.
interacted. And didn't Wilson then float away?
Yeah, he lost. It was a storm, and
he lost. He didn't get it back.
Right, and that was a.
Why was it named Wilson? Do you remember?
That's the manufacturer of the
that's
ball.
Right, exactly. Right.
Yeah. Right. Exactly.
That's exactly right. You know, this isn't at all what we were going to talk about, but I'm having so much fun. We're going to
we'll talk about
next
week.
Time and
that's
talk
right.
about relational needs.
We have a long-term contract, so it's okay. You can
right.
move it to next week.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
But I do want to make the point that we need each other. And again, hopefully that calls for us to be more tolerant of each other. Because I got to tell you, Scott, outside of you and me, I don't know any other perfect people. Do you?
No. Heavens no.
Heavens no. That's what makes you and I so lonely.
Yes.
No, come on. None of us are perfect. I heard something interesting today. You know, if you say that somebody is too liberal or too conservative, who's the baseline in that judgment?
You.
Yeah.
You.
Yeah. Compared to me, you're too liberal or you're too conservative. Well, what right do I have to determine how liberal or conservative somebody else should be? Are you tracking with me on that? And yet we do it. We do it. We make judgments based on our own selves too much. I'm getting ready to buy the audiobook Daring Greatly by Brené Brown. I think we mentioned her quite a while back. Are you familiar, Scott, Brené Brown?
The name's not ringing a bell to me, but
I think she's a professor at the University of Arkansas. Don't quote me on that. But she's real famous about her studies on vulnerability. We spend so much time, Scott, all of us, putting on this mask, trying to appear to the world that we've got it all together. No, we don't, and we're not fooling anybody. Do you know what I'm saying? I won't ask you to confess all your hidden faults here. I'm not going to do mine.
Oh, some aren't hidden.
Well, that's true, too. That's true, too. Good point. But seriously, if we could embrace our vulnerability, not try to hide it or run from it, embrace it. You know what? This is who I am. Do I have some good points? Yeah, I think I do, and I'm thankful for those. Do I have some flaws and some areas that could stand some improvement? Scott, you can say amen to that if you don't have to say it too loud. But we all do.
Yes.
We're all in it together.
Oh, sorry.
We're all, a little late.
Sorry. Timing is everything.
We're all in this together. And if we could accept ourselves more, be more comfortable with who we are, then if somebody's more liberal or conservative than we are, so what? That doesn't impact me. And I don't have to hide the fact that I'm imperfect. I don't have to pretend I'm somebody I'm not. Life gets a whole lot better when we do that. You know, I think that's two shows in a row that we haven't talked about what we're going to talk about. Are we starting a trend here?
Such a tease. It's okay. We'll be back next week, though.
Maybe talking about relational needs.
Okay.
Maybe.
Maybe not.
We'll see.
You got to find out, everybody.
All right. Live radio.
That's right. Thank you, Ron.
All right, Scott. Thank you.
We will drag Ron Price back into the studio to talk about whatever he decides to talk about next
Studio
week.
Studio A, by the way.
Studio A, right here. That's right. KSJE. Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.